You're listening to Real Without Religion with James Kiger, a podcast for spiritual seekers, ex-Christians, and anyone who's done with fear-based faith but still believes in something more. We're not here to argue. We're here to awaken. No guilt, no shame, no dogma. Just real talk, real truth, and real freedom. Now let's get into today's episode.
Hey friends, this is James and this is Real Without Religion. This series, what we're going to be talking about over the next few weeks about what we may have gotten wrong about Jesus' teaching, it's really personal for me because we're not looking at what people said about Jesus. We're looking at what Jesus himself taught. And today we're going to talk about one of those most important phrases that's in the Bible, being born again. Now, don't worry, I'm not here to give you church slogans or have you come to the altar. I just want us to slow down and ask, what did Jesus actually mean by the term, you must be born again? Well, I got saved in 1970. I was 8 years old, and I was serious. I really wanted to do it right. You know, but the truth is, I didn't know much. I just knew what I'd saw other people do, and I knew I needed to go to the altar and ask Jesus into my heart. And I was just a kid doing what the preacher told me, because what I understood was if I didn't go to the altar, I was going to go to hell. You know, the preacher said Jesus was knocking on the door of my heart, and I better answer before it was too late. So I prayed the prayer, and I said the words, and I cried a little, and, you know, I got up from the altar and I was born again. But, you know, looking back, I don't think I was reborn. I think I was recruited. I wasn't, you know, just waking up to God. I was just really joining some type of system. And that would be true, I think, for all of us. And here's how it worked in my church. It wasn't just a one-time deal, because you had to keep rededicating yourself to the Lord, you know, over and over and over again, because we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And if you sin, that will keep you out of heaven. And I didn't want to go to hell. So I just kept rededicating and rededicating and rededicating until my rededicator broke. You know, it was over and over and over and over again. You know, and at the same time, it felt like, you know, being born again was this one big moment where, you know, where you're totally transformed. You know, you got to the altar, you said the prayer, and boom, man, you got it. You're different. But either way, whether it was a once-for-all event or a, you know, constant cycle of fear, that's not what Jesus said or what he meant. So the phrase being born again comes about in the scripture when Jesus was talking to a man named Nicodemus. Now, Nicodemus wasn't a rebel. He was a very, very religious leader, and he followed the rules, and, you know, but something inside of him must have been restless, because he came to Jesus at night, you know, not to argue with him, but just to ask some clarifying questions. So Jesus listened and he told him, unless you're born again, you can't see the kingdom of God. And, you know, old Nick was confused. What do you mean? You mean go back in my mom's womb? And I don't think he was being sarcastic. I mean, he was just being honest. Like most of us, he didn't really get it. Like what Jesus was talking about, even to this day. And Jesus said, you've got to be born of water and spirit. Now, notice what Jesus didn't say. He didn't say, Nicodemus, just say these words after me. Dear Jesus, I ask you into my heart, I'm a sinner. He didn't do that. He didn't say, you know, sign a membership card to this synagogue. He didn't say, follow all these rules. He didn't start playing just as I am and have people walk down from the balconies. He just simply said, be born of the Spirit. Now, it wasn't about any kind of drama. It wasn't about putting on a show. It was just a new way of seeing life. But here's what happened. Churches and religion made it all about your behavior. Do this, don't do that, you know, prove yourself. Because why? Because behavior is easy to control. If you're something's happening inside of you, they can't tell that if you're going to obey. You know, but that's not how birth works. When you were born the first time, you didn't change your behavior from the womb to air. You just came alive. You breathed. You became who you already were. And that's what Jesus was talking about. Being born again isn't about becoming someone else or changing your behavior or going from someone who cusses to someone who says darn and criminy or something like that. It's about letting out what's always been inside of you. You see, biblical terms is the kingdom, but it's spirit, it's, you know, the force, the whatever you want to call it, has already been downloaded into you. It's fear and shame and pressure that covered it up, and religious pressure. So being born again isn't about some kind of a finish line or a badge or whatever. It's waking up to who you already are. And here's the thing. You didn't need religion to wake up. That came from you. You know, that, I know that's hard to accept because many of us were taught the opposite. We were told, oh, without Jesus, I'd be a worm. I'd be nothing. Without him, I can do nothing, etc. But what if Jesus wasn't saying that you were worthless? What if he wasn't teaching anything religious, but it was a universal principle that you can find anywhere and in any sacred text or without a sacred text? It's something you can discover anywhere. It might be in a church, maybe by a lake. It might be sitting with your partner. It might be looking into the eyes of a baby, or I don't know, playing with your golden retriever. It could be anywhere where that spark of life, that awakening, comes alive in you. You know, religion didn't give that to you. Jesus was pointing to what's been there all along. Guys, we've got to understand this. Now, here's something we need to admit. And I'll admit it first. If I would have been born in India, I more than likely would have been Hindu. If I'd have been born in the Middle East, maybe Muslim. But most of us didn't choose our religion. We inherited it. We inherited it by whom we were born into, or the country that talked about it the most. So let's stop pretending that repeating a prayer will prove anything. The real question is not, did you say the words right? The real question is, are you alive inside? Have you woken up to love instead of fear? Have you remembered who you really, really are? That's what rebirth means. That's resurrection. So I'm not asking you today if you're saved. And I'm not asking you if you went forward at camp someplace. I'm not asking you what church you grew up in. I'm asking, have you woken up? Have you let go of the fear-based version of yourself? Have you said yes to the spirit that's already inside of you? Because that's what being born again is. That's what will usher you into the kingdom of heaven that's already inside of you. You've constructed this huge, big dialogue thing of, you know, we're going off into the sky and the rapture and all this other kind of stuff. But being born again is just coming to a realization of who you truly are. Every time that you let go of a lie about yourself, or every time you reject shame and say, I'm not accepting that. Every time that you choose to love instead of being fearful, that's being reborn. So maybe say it out loud with me. I don't know. These saying out loud things sometimes is good and sometimes you'll just keep on going. But maybe do this with me right now. Let me re-say it and then we'll repeat it together. I am not who I was. I am awake. Okay, here we go. I am not who I was. I am awake. Now that's the good news. That's the invitation. Here's something to think about. What would waking up look like for you right now? Like not someday, not at the altar, but like if you really woke up and saw who you truly are, what would that look like for you? Well, you ponder that. And next time we'll talk about another word that got so twisted up. Repent. And I promise you, it's not about groveling and it's not about turning. It's about coming home. So until then, stay curious, stay grounded, and stay real. Amen.
Thanks for joining us on Real Without Religion. If this stirred something deep within you, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who's ready to wake up. You don't have to go back to the box. You don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to be willing to be real and trust what's already inside you. Until next time, stay curious, stay grounded, and stay real.